SBS Radio.
Wadamoli, I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is NITV Radio. And coming up for you now, a conversation with myself. And firstly, you'll hear from Alyssa Jane Carmichael. Then you'll hear from Cara Magtello, both artists and finalists in the 2021 Telstra National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Awards.
I'm Alyssa Jane Carmichael. I'm a Kwandamuka woman from the Noongi people, from Morgumpen and Menjeroba, Moreton and North Stradbroke Island.
And you, of course, do engage in a beautiful artistic practice. How would you describe your artwork for our audiences?
I guess the work that's in the Natsia is a new way of working for me in my practice. So it's a multidisciplinary piece and it's made through the process of weaving with dyed fabrics, which I've eco-dyed, and then stitching those panels together with reeds, mixing them with cyanotypes that I've created on country with salt water, and also reed necklaces, which I have made. So it's about, the work's called Fabric of Place. And so it's about really having these materials and elements and fibres of country create their own mark to tell the story of bringing our reed necklaces back home, which have been documented in museum collections, and I've only recently learned about the practice of these reed necklaces being made on country.
And how does it feel to be able to revive this practice of these reed necklaces, Sis?
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I actually I have seen some photographs, and I taught myself the process, I guess, through looking at these photographs. So I just remembered being by some of the beautiful lakes we have at home, and I remember like feeling the reeds, and there's a type of reed, and when you push it, it makes a popping sound. So when I was looking at these photographs, I thought of these reeds because it meant that they must be hollow because they pop when you hold them. Mm. And so that was a material that I sort of guessed may have been a possibility that they might have been woven with. And then I have wove them with cotton tree, the tawalpan, which is used as a strand inside the reed necklaces, but with the work in the Natsia, the reed necklaces create their own imagery on the cyanotype. So it's sort of like I've cyanotype is a photographic process where you place an object onto the fabric and it exposes to the sunshine. And so through doing that, I've created my own documentation of the reed necklaces.
How important is it for you to create these works on your very own country?
It's a big part of my practice, making work over here. And also, it's where all my inspiration comes from, and my passion of sharing the stories and being inspired by our strong women from country here. And that's why in the piece as well, I've used the materials, like I've dyed fabrics with mangrove bark and gum leaves and banksia leaves that sit with the reed necklaces as well. Because those are materials from country, and the salt water and the sand cyanotypes too, they're creating their own beautiful imagery of what our Kwandamuka country is.
I'm really interested to know, what is the eco-dyeing process like for you when you use these materials from on country?
Yeah, so it's something that I've recently been experimenting with. So it's the process of gathering and then preparing the materials. So because I've used a cotton fabric, you have to sort of build the fabric up to be able to take the dye. And then once you've done that through soaking the fabric, it then you wrap like with the leaf that I've dyed with. I wrapped them really tightly in a bundle, and I steamed them in a big pot, and over a day or so, and then the oils and the colours of the leaf leave their own print, sort of like a stamp onto the fabric, and it's so beautiful. And then with the dyeing with the bark, I have harvested the bark and placed that in a big pot with boiling water, and place the fabric into the pot, and it turns this really beautiful pinky sort of soft colour, which is really special. Yeah, it's a pretty magical process. And with the cyanotypes that I did with the sand and salt water, I did those down on home beach, which is the beach really close to my mum and dad's, and that was really fun doing that, because I just sort of threw sand and salt water and let them expose to the sunshine for 20 minutes.
And for those of us who don't know, tell us about where you're from and the country where you do your work, sis.
Yeah. So I'm from Quandamooka country, which is just off, pretty close to Brisbane. And so there's a boat that we come over to my parents' house, which is at Maloomba on Mijiraba. And it's a really magical place out here. Yeah.
You just mentioned your parents there, sis, and I understand you work very closely with your own mum with artworks as well. What's this experience been like for you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the last time we had a yarn was with mum about our work that we made for Tarnindi at the Art Gallery of South Australia last year. And, it's really special. And I guess it's just part of our way of working. Me and my mum and my sister Freya, we always bounce our ideas around with each other and support each other in our new works. And it's really special that we have that relationship and the connection to be able to, guide each other in what we're creating and our ways of working. Yeah.
Sounds beautiful, sis. Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio today, Elisa Jane Carmichael. It's been a pleasure.
Having me.
You're listening to NITV Radio with me, Kerry Lee Harding, and you just heard there from Elisa Jane Carmichael. And coming up now for you, my yarn with Cara Mantello, who alongside with Elisa Jane is an artist and finalist in the 2021 Telstra National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Awards.
I'm Cara Mantello. I'm a Quandamooka woman from Minjeriba and Moongumpin, with linkage to the Mudgee people of Kainala and South Islanders.
You are an emerging artist, Cara, and your work includes painting, print work and sculpturing. How long have you been practising your artwork for?
I first started when I enrolled in contemporary Australian Indigenous art at QCA there. I guess that's when I started, so probably 4 or 5 years ago.
And do you have a favourite medium to work with, sis?
I went in love and painting, but during it, just most printmaking and sculptural work, yeah.
And being radio, of course, can you describe for us the artwork that you are a NATSIA finalist for in the awards, sis?
Yeah, so the work I'm talking about, a bit of history on Minjeriba there, talking about the mission and mostly recognising the strength of the Quandamooka people during that time. I'm showing the uniforms, but I'm using a fabric that it's a fabric that we use in printmaking that takes away colour. So as a metaphor, that takes away identity. But what I'm doing is I'm flipping that and reversing it and adding that colour back in, talking about our strong resistance and resilience as mob and cultural identity and strengthen that.
What do you love most about your artistic practices, Sis?
I think like most black followers are talking about our culture, our history, and bringing that and making people recognise, you know, who we are. We're still here. And also bring truth, that truth-telling from the history that hasn't been told from back in the day.
And what's it like for you to be able to work on country with your artwork?
Oh, I love it. You know, living so close to country, I've always, like grown up there. Nothing more important than being on country and having that surrounding and that influence of land.
And how does that influence of land actually influence your art?
Through everything, I feel. You know, just incorporating every little thing within country and trying to include all that without my artwork.
Do you find practicing art is healing in some sort of form?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it heals by being able to talk about something that, you know, you can't really say a best spoken word, but you can create it that sends the same message.
And I'm wondering, is this the first time you've entered the NATSIA Awards, Sis?
Yeah, first time I've entered it. Bit of encouragement from all the mob and that to tell me, because I was a bit like, oh, you know, only emerging. But, first time and happy I done it, yeah.
And what was your reaction when you found out that you were a finalist?
Oh, I'm so excited. I was actually sitting with Dylan Zara, who's also a finalist, and he said he got the email, and then I checked and we both got it, so we're both together happy. Also, steadily to being a finalist is my cousin, Lisi Carmichael. She's also a Quinnamook woman, being a finalist alongside her too, and all the other amazing artists that are finalists. I feel inspired to be shown alongside all those mobs. So, yeah, super happy.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.